DW.
Grundbefund für Deutschland ist eigentlich sehr positiver, muss ich wirklich sagen.
The basic findings for Germany are actually quite positive, I have to say. There has been great progress in terms of education and employment, both for newly arrived immigrants and the second generation. Overall, we can see a lot of positive developments there.
OECD migration expert Thomas Liebig says that over the last decade in Germany, the number of migrants with jobs has risen by 8%. Around two-thirds of migrants now have work. That's about average compared to the other OECD countries, and it's better than other comparable countries like France, where long-term migrants also generally have low qualifications. But other countries still do much better than Germany.
Natürlich sind Länder wie Kanada zum Beispiel.
When you look at the situation globally, countries like Canada do really well on the indicators. That's because in addition to the kind of immigrants that we have here in Germany, recently a lot of refugees, Canada has also taken in many highly qualified economic migrants.
The study also found positive results in terms of education. Between 2006 and 2015, so that's before the arrival of more than a million asylum seekers in Germany, PISA reading tests showed children with migrant backgrounds had greatly improved, and much more than their peers with no history of migration. But they still face huge challenges.
When it comes to qualifications, though, the gap closes only on the higher levels. In Germany, a very high proportion of people with low qualifications still come from immigrant families. Many of them only achieve a basic school leaving certificate. So unfortunately, not much has changed there in the last 10 years.
Da hat sich auch im Prinzip in den letzten 10 Jahren leider nicht viel getan.
So improved reading skills aren't yet translating into better qualifications. In Germany, around a quarter of children from migrant families have completed neither the pre-university Abitur qualification nor an apprenticeship. In that sense, Germany's below the other OECD and EU countries. But when it comes to discrimination, migrants in Germany seem to be better off than before. Around 11% of migrants here said that they had experienced discrimination due to their origins, religion, or the color of their skin. A decade ago, that figure was 15%.
This decrease might be quite surprising to some people, but in terms of how migrants themselves perceived discrimination, Germany is now globally actually more or less in the middle, no longer at the forefront of countries where people experience a lot of discrimination.
The OECD's Thomas Liebig adds that in Germany, migration as a whole is viewed more positively than it was 10 years ago. That refers to all kinds of migrants, not just refugees. Around 16% of Germany's population was born in another country. DW.